WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The music of some composers is often more familiar than the name of the person who wrote it. People who recognize the music from the Western The Big Country or the cabaret standard Lazy Afternoon might not know they were both composed by Jerome Maross, who died in 1983 and was born 100 years ago this month. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has this tribute.
Jerome Maross was a prodigy, a disciple of Aaron Copland, Charles Ives, and Henry Cowell, a high school friend of the legendary film composer Bernard Herrmann, and an assistant to George Gershwin. He was part of a movement of composers who were breaking away from European traditions and bringing American idioms, folk music, ragtime, blues, foxtrots, and one-steps, to theater, ballet, opera, the concert hall, and film. He was nominated for an Academy Award for what many people consider the best music ever composed for a movie Western, William Wyler's The Big Country, starring Gregory Peck and Burl Ives, who won a Best Supporting Actor Oscar. The first time I saw Jerome Maross's name was on my original cast album of The Golden Apple, an experimental off-Broadway musical that won the New York Drama Critics Award as Best Musical of the 1953-54 season and the first show to go from off-Broadway to Broadway. It was a daring enterprise, really an opera but disguised as a musical comedy with no spoken dialogue. It had a huge influence, especially on Leonard Bernstein. The Golden Apple moved Greek myth from Mount Olympus in Greece to Mount Olympus in Washington State just after the Spanish-American War. Kay Ballard played an American Helen of Troy and introduced a song that has become a standard for nightclub and cabaret singers, the seductive Lazy Afternoon. Here she is on the cast album.
Tulip trees are blooming, and there's not another human in view but us two. It's a lazy afternoon, and the farmer leaves his reaping, and the meadow cows are sleeping, and the speckled trout stop leaping upstream as we dream. A faint pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. If you hold my hand and sit real still, you can hear the grass. grass as it grows. It's a lazy afternoon.
The lyrics to Lazy Afternoon are by John Latouche, who collaborated with Maras on another ingenious work, four short dance operas called Ballet Ballads. Maras also uses American mythology brilliantly in his 1945 ballet score, Frankie and Johnny, which transforms the theme of that raunchy old song in highly dramatic and surprising ways. This excerpt is with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Joanne Folletta. Maras's first work in Hollywood was orchestrating scores by other composers, for example, Aaron Copland's theme music for the movie version of Our Town. Later, he got to do his own original scores. Besides The Big Country, some of his better-known films are The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Five Finger Exercise, Rachel Rachel, Paul Newman's first directorial stint, and Otto Preminger's The Cardinal. His most famous composition was probably the theme music for the popular 50s TV western Wagon Train. But Maras was also a classical musician of distinction. The premiere of his first symphony was conducted by no less a musical eminence than Sir Thomas Beecham. Jerome Maras refused to get stuck in a single groove. He wrote music that both the most and least sophisticated listeners could enjoy. He deserves and rewards serious attention. He shouldn't be forgotten.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music critic for the Boston Phoenix. Jerome Maras composed the music for The Big Country, which is now out on DVD.